I explain to my customers how I work, and they trust me.
We were getting by, and he always had that dream. And I come from a family where my dad had his own business as well. He worked for someone else, and he said, you know what? I have a vision. He opened up his own company, and my mom would help him out as well.
When you experience and you like what you do, well, it's not hard to do it that we do it. So what I think is to find the customers. Is the hard part.
This is the ProCo 360 podcast for people who love Colorado and love hearing from Colorado's most inventive and successful entrepreneurs. I'm Dave Tabor, and this episode is special. It's kind of a tribute. I met Tia and Fernando Ledesma when they came to my house to quote the replacement of my sidewalk. I hired the company Ledesma Concrete, and this episode really is kind of an unpaid endorsement. And it's more, because it really is a tribute to what can be achieved in this country and in Colorado by hard work, integrity, and a commitment to doing one's best. And in this case, it's a pretty physically demanding business. So I wanted to, and I invited Tia and Fernando, and they came to join me to thank them for all their hard work and to share a bit about their story. So Tia and Fernando, I'm glad you're with me on ProCo 360.
Oh, pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So let's start by talking a little bit about the business. I mean, it's your own business. It's just the two of you and some contractors, right?
Correct.
Yeah, that's correct.
And so how did you start it?
We started with nothing, because I was working for big companies. And one day we decide to start with, well, we start to own business. And that was, when we started, that was hard, but we start to keep going every time.
Yeah. So, Tia, as you got the business started, were you continuing to work for other people, or did you just cut the cord and start a business right away?
You know, it was in the works. Fernando had asked me, hey, let's start a business. You know, I'm like, what kind of business? So he said, concrete, obviously, you know. And so I said, okay. But it was in the works. And one day he just comes home and he says, hey, I gave my 2-week notice. And I said, what? You did what? And he said, yeah, I gave my 2-week notice. And I'm like, oh, okay. So that's when we started planning, and it was kind of, but it was in the works, but we had to just push it a little
bit. Were you working in concrete, Fernando, at the time?
Yeah.
You did. So you knew the business. You knew how to do everything.
That's correct.
Yeah. What was harder? Like, when you started your company, you didn't have all the equipment. You didn't have anything you needed. Did you borrow the money to buy equipment, or did you have to do small jobs until you could buy equipment and things?
Yeah, we start with small jobs. We start with nothing. Yes, we want track. Yes, she and me, and that's it. And we start with just a little jobs, and that's why we start growing up. And after that one, we start to buy our truck, equipment, tools. Yeah, but we start like that.
Yeah. Now, where are you from originally?
Jalisco, Mexico.
And when did you come here? How did you come to America?
Well, for the border.
What year?
So I don't remember, but about like 20 years ago. Mm. Yeah.
And you did you start working right away?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We started.
The two of you weren't together then, were you?
No. Well, my family's originally from Jalisco, Mexico as well, and I was born here myself.
You
so
were.
Yeah. But you know, my roots are Mexican. Yeah.
Yeah. So the business, though, you started with small jobs. Did you, when you left your job that you were working and you gave 2 weeks notice, were you making enough money to get by? And then were you making enough money to live in that job? And then you said, no, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to start my own business and go and be broke for a while. Do you need to translate, or do you understand?
Well, yes, we were getting by. We were getting by. And he always had that dream. And I come from a family where my dad had his own business as well. He worked for someone else. And he said, you know what? I have a vision. He opened up his own company. And my mom would help him out as well. Hmm. And so when he told me, I said, you know, I kind of know already what we're going to do. And so, when he left his job, we were getting by just fine, but we were lacking on equipment and tools and stuff like that. Yeah. But little by little, I mean, and we started during that pandemic in 2020, in September of 2020.
People were working on their houses then.
Exactly. So it was a blessing in disguise because in reality, people were home and they were thinking, oh, we got to replace our backyard concrete, you know. So we were like, well, a lot of people did discourage us because we did start it in the pandemic, but it was a blessing in disguise.
How did you get your first customers?
Advertisement. Yeah. We literally walked down the street. We did flyers. And we post them on the door.
Well, you've got a really nice website. And it not, you know, a website that looks like it's a big company.
Yes. Yes.
You did that on purpose.
Well, our web designer did that for us. And I just kind of gave him the foundation and he took it and he ran with it.
Wow.
And Fernando had for the logo and the colors. Fernando picked all of that, you know, and. He wanted, you know, it's his last name.
Yeah.
So.
And did I, you say your last name?
Ledesma.
All right. I was close then, wasn't I? All right.
Yeah, you're really close.
All right. So when you got your first jobs, did people say, show me proof and you have no other customers? How do you do that?
Well, really, they never ask nothing about that one.
I'm the only one?
Yeah. Yeah, because all the time I explain to my customers how I work, and they trust me.
Because you are explaining.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I explain step by step, and they told me how you can fix this one. All the time they ask him, like, how you fix this? And I explain step by step, and they trust me, and they give me the work.
Yeah.
That's why, I get to the customer.
Yeah. Now, one thing that made me so impressed is how careful you were when you did my project. You were measuring the width of the sidewalk all the way down. You were being so careful on everything. Where did you learn to pay attention to all those details and to care that much about the details?
So because when I work in the companies, the big companies, I have, well, my foreman, that was very I can say that was very all time they want to that I do exactly all the things, and they check me all the details. That's why when I'm start one project or something, it's the first thing that I check, the details. And I put attention in everything.
Yeah.
So because in the end, I like it when the customer told me, hey, it's beautiful. I like this one. That's why all time I put attention in every single and everything,
yeah.
And every single step when I set the phones, elevations, whatever, finish, texture, whatever.
Yeah, I noticed that. I also saw that there are things that when you do concrete or anything having to do with a house, there are things that you don't expect. So like my house, the concrete was like really thick, didn't expect that.
Yeah.
You weren't planning to put in the wire mesh, the rebar mesh and other things, you did that. So these are things that cause problems in a job, and sometimes contractors sort of want to take advantage of a customer when those things come up, or they try to get out of some, you know, but you just said, that's what happens sometimes. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, where did that attitude come from? Was that a family person? How did you learn that?
Thanks personally. Yeah.
I think it's personally because he wants to strive to do the best, you know, in his job. And if we don't treat customers right, like if we don't treat the project like if it's our own, then that perhaps means we won't get recommended, you know. Yeah. And for us, a recommendation is everything, you know. That means more doors are open to us, and we don't know who we're going to get, like you, for example.
Well, and that was a recommendation. And so how much, when you started, you had no recommendations. That's just the way business starts. How much of your business now is starting to be recommendations?
Oh, I would say, let's see, about 70 to 80% is recommendations. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yes. It's like people are like walking advertisements.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Or walking on advertisements in my case.
Yeah.
Because of my sidewalk. Hey, I want to remind listeners, this is ProCo 360, named Best Colorado Business Podcast of the last 3 years. I'm your host, Dave Tabor. This is the podcast for people who love Colorado and the stories of Colorado businesses and entrepreneurs. My guests today are Tia and Fernando Ledesma of Ledesma Concrete. I want to thank our sponsors, Kinsley Meetings. Really appreciate Kinsley Meetings, our longest running sponsor. Their business is growing based on a reputation of quality like Ledesma Concrete. Also, Via Technologies, really appreciate their team. They host ProCo 360 and manage all the tech around that, and appreciate those guys. And Colorado Biz Magazine, our partnership is one of building our audiences together. Go to ProCo360.com and check out the sponsors. So what's the hardest part of starting a business like yours?
What would you think, Fernando?
I think it's the... I don't know, really, because when something like it, it's no harp, but I think so. I think it's the to get the jobs. Yeah. Because when you have, because when you have experience and you like what you do, well, it's no hard to do it that we do it. So, but I think it's to find the customers. It's the hard part.
You don't think it's hard to do concrete work well?
Yeah. This is very hard.
Yeah.
But it's very hard. But at the same time, as I told you, when you like it, that you do it, mm-hmm. it's no hard.
Hmm.
So yeah, because the concrete is art, but at the same time, it's very hard. Because you had to... the concrete is hard when you can when you can do it, because the concrete has the time, and you have to order one day. You have to check the weather, so you can pour when it's too cold or when it's too hot,
mm-hmm.
and when it's too hot, you have to take care a lot of things.
Yeah.
Now- yeah. So that's what.
Yeah. Now, I remember, Tia, when you came to my house and you were so direct about this is how it works. This is the warranty. This is that. You weren't shy about anything about creating expectations. Where did you learn that?
For my family, for my parents, because I see my parents coming to this country with nothing and to what they have right now and to what they did with the business, with their business, is everything, you know. And so to me, I'm like, if my dad came to this country speaking no English whatsoever, then I could do it as well.
Yeah.
And I believe in us, you know, and Fernando in us. And a lot of the time, he's very shy.
I can't believe he's talking in the studio. The first day we met at my house, you said you didn't speak English and you couldn't really talk and just left it to Tia. Yeah.
And he throws me in there, you know, and but I have fun doing it. I have met a lot of amazing people throughout these 3 years that we've been with the company. And I truly believe what Fernando says, you know, when you do something that you love, it's not hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's you have a passion for it. So for him, that's his passion and he loves it. And I believe the hardest part is the trust in customers, because we do have projects, some projects that are about more than like 30,000, 20,000, 16,000. And for a customer to trust us, you know, with that kind of project, it's hard sometimes, you know, and they do, they end up trusting us and they love it. And that's how mm-hmm. we get recommendations.
Yeah. You love your business, but the work is hard.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the work is very
physical.
Hard. Yeah, it's very hard, but as that I told you, when you love that you do it, it's no hard. And mostly when do you know exactly what you want to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's no hard.
And do you have employees, the people who worked with you? Are they your employees or are they contract with you?
Yeah, we have 3 employees to work with us all the time. Hmm. And sometimes when the project is very big ones, I get some other companies or guys to help me. Mm-hmm. To help us. Yeah.
So do you have plans to grow this to a big company? What are your, Tia, you're nodding. What are your, do you have plans?
Oh, yes. Yes. Our plans is, one of our contractors that we subcontract is obviously a line pump, which I don't know if we use the line pump in your project.
No.
Okay. So it's a line pump. So a line pump is, it pumps the concrete from the front of your house all the way to your back. It depends how many
looks
feet.
Like a big crane with a, that pumps kind of thing.
That, well, no.
No?
That one, it's, the other one is the same, but one is with hoses that you connect. Mm. When you don't have too much space, yeah, that's the line pump. You have to connect hoses. Mm. So from the street all the way to your house. The other one is the plumb pump. The other one is, like you say, like crane.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that one is when you have space.
Got it. And are you trying, I interrupt you, where were you going with that?
That's what our next investment will be. And looking into investing in one of those pumps, so we won't have to contract out, you know. So yes, we do plan on expanding.
So you have to have the volume to justify that kind. What does that cost?
Starting, I believe it was $150,000. Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, that's a starting.
Yeah.
You know, but everything else that comes with it. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you have to have, do you wait till you have the money or do you just look at how much business is coming in and say, okay, we can make payments on this equipment and buy it?
Yeah. We would definitely sit down, you know, with the company that sells them and see how much it's exactly. And then we get to see, okay, how much flow is coming in, you know, revenue and all that.
Isn't it hard during the winter time? I mean, I asked you what you do in the winter. You say you do some snow plow, but I mean, how do you manage the cycles of the weather and your business?
Well, in the winter time, it's for the flower work. Yeah, it's more hard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's when the concrete is slow. But we can work in the foundations.
Oh, yeah.
And the walls.
Mm-hmm.
Because that one is a structure. And that is a structure. Mm-hmm. And yes, you had to put it, and that one is hard because you had to put it concrete blankets, to cover. And don't freeze the dirt and don't freeze the concrete. That's why it's more, we don't do it any flat, just a structure. Because it's more dangerous. Because if you pour like driveway 60 by 60, it's a lot of yards. And you don't put attention, don't cover. The first of all, you have to cover the dirt to don't freeze. And after that one, to keep warm the dirt so you can pour the concrete. Mm. And after that one, you have to maintain like pedicure, a lot of things.
Hmm. Have you ever had, have you only been at this in your own company for 2.5 years? Have you ever had a project that just failed that you had to absorb?
Not really.
No.
You will one day, someday.
Yes, someday. Yes, no. But we have had projects where the expectation of a customer and in reality, when we went out there, did elevation. Well, Fernando, you know, did elevations and everything. It was not going to happen because of how the whole elevations.
And so you decided not to do it because it wouldn't have worked?
No, which is we would give them an alternative. Like,
I see.
Yeah. Like, hey, you know, this is what you're expecting, but in reality, you can't because of X, Y, and Z reasons. Yeah. And Fernando will give them, like, we could do A or B, you know, and most of the time they would pick one or the other.
Yeah.
And at the end, the results were great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. So you're planning to build your business, grow your company. Do you think it'll be as much fun when it gets big?
I believe the challenges will definitely be bigger than what we have right now. But it's also fun to expand, you know, and to meet new people and to do new projects. That's what we believe. But yes. Yeah.
Now, last question for the shy one. You say your English is much better than my Spanish. But how did you learn English?
So, because, like. 5 years ago, I tried to get the school, but I never finished. And the other one, and the work, yeah.
But you went to the community college.
I went to the community college like 1 year. That's why I learned, but I never finished because my work and my hobby. And that's why I never continue with the school.
Now, do you speak English at home to Fernando to help him?
Yes, I do.
You do?
I do.
Do you like that?
Sometimes.
sometimes he does. And, you know, I always tell him, because he tells me that he's shy, and I said, you know, you're doing fine. Customers understand you. It's, you just need to practice more.
Yep. Now, also, I know that you love riding a horse, and that's how you relax. At the end of the day, right? And you do that most days?
Well, when I can.
Yeah. It depends how late you work, I suppose.
Yeah.
And before we wrap up, I was intrigued, Tia, because you said you've got your other job. You're working, you work this job or running this company, and you have a regular job, right?
Correct.
So tell us about that real quick.
Yeah, so I work for a school district with special needs, 18 to 21. And so that's my regular job, which I love as well. But in the future, I would be focusing more on our company.
You will. So that you're doing both for a while, and then at some point, maybe it'll just be the business.
Correct.
Yeah. Boy, you must have a lot of patience, though, for the job like that.
I do actually. My brother-in-law, his brother, always tells me, "Wow, you have a lot of patience," and I do, you know. And but then I also know everything comes with a sacrifice, you know. And if I don't sacrifice my time in two positions, then
for a while, anyway,
for a while,
right?
Yes.
Well, very good. I think we can wrap up with that. Is there something that you'd like to talk about your business that we haven't already talked about?
No, I think you had said it all, and thank you for having us. Honestly, you know, I was shocked when you had emailed us about being a guest on your program, only because this is a great opportunity for our company.
Well, you know, people earn opportunities, right? Sometimes we get lucky and stumble upon them, and the way we got lucky and stumbled upon your company. So let's wrap up here. And I'll do that with by saying I'm your host, Dave Tabor. Today on ProCo 360, you've been listening to my conversation with Tia and Fernando Ledesma of Ledesma Concrete. Really glad you both could come. I'm glad we met at my house a while ago, and I have a beautiful new sidewalk. Listeners, glad you're here on ProCo 360, where we say live, work, love Colorado, because you and I, my guests, can be successful anywhere and choose Colorado. You make the show successful by subscribing to the ProCo 360 podcast, and if you haven't yet, it's a huge help if you submit a review in your app. Thanks again to show sponsors Via Technologies, Kinsley Meetings, and Colorado Biz Magazine. That's the show, live, work, love Colorado.